Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hey, Brian.
Yeah, so I didn't get a call from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
I'm really sorry. This is Steve Wilson, the editing head here. And I was in a meeting. That's why I didn't call you on time. I'm really sorry about that. So please tell me, how are you doing?
Well, like I told you to begin with, I have 7 novels that I'm looking for someone to help me edit.
Mm-hmm.
The way I have been treated so far by this company is anything but exemplary. I don't know, I can't figure out what is going on that you don't have any. I paid you last month, and I've heard nothing from you after I spotted what turned out to be a very superficial grammar edit
uh-huh.
from Word, I guess. My spelling is just about perfect, okay? It's not infallible, but it's pretty much perfect. I don't need help with spelling. But
okay.
I did notice as I was looking over what you guys did
mm-hmm.
that all the spellings were now UK spellings. You know, like instead of O-R, it's O-U-R, as a for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So do you work mostly for UK customers?
We do have mixed customers, so like it's not
so
going to be an issue as you have.
Software. I don't need spelling. You don't need to run it through that. My grammar is fine. And
I got your point, Brian. So please tell me, like you want the developmental editing in which you get suggestions and everything. Not just the grammatical mistakes.
Of course. I mean, doesn't everyone want that? You know,
all
is
right.
My take on this right? Is my pace right? Is this a legitimate thing to be saying? Is it the right way to say it? I mean, you know, I've been speaking English naturally a long time. I understand
mm-hmm.
that there are people there who... this is their second language or third or fourth, which I think is laudatory.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like I don't know, I just haven't communicated what it is I need. I know you're supposed to tell me what I need, and I don't feel like that's going on. I mean, have you read the manuscript?
Brian, I myself is the editing head, so I do not like work on any project. I just supervise the team. And please tell me,
uh-huh.
have you received any editorial report regarding your novel?
I received one bunch of data, which was an edit of I don't know how much many pages. I only got so far when I was like,
Got it. Please tell me, is it just directly the edited file, or have you received any editorial report as well, in which you get suggestions?
I search my email every day, and
mm-hmm.
I have received nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's possible I've overlooked it. I don't want to say. Do you have knowledge of someone sending something besides that first bit tranche of edits?
Nope. So, Brian, let's do this. I will forward this concern to my team, and from now onwards, there's not going to be any grammatical errors. Like, we will not be taking care of any grammatical errors, but
yeah,
we will
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
go
so
ahead.
We
I
will be... like.
Interrupt.
Yeah, we will be doing the developmental editing on your novels, and you will be getting suggestions and everything. And before this, I will ask the team to share editorial report with you. First, we will be sharing the editorial report We need you to go through it, provide your feedback on the editorial report, and then we will start working on the novel. And from now onwards, you will be getting the developmental editing in which you will be getting suggestions.
Okay, that sounds like exactly what I expected.
And I'm really sorry about the confusion earlier. Yeah, it's not going to happen again.
No, there's no reason for you to apologize for editing for grammar. I am using an AI system. I don't hassle that at all. That's fine. It's just that I'm very good with that stuff. And
all right.
My only issue sometimes is long sentences, because this is aimed at young adult, which, you know, trends up to 25. You know, from 14 to 25 age, that's the target audience. It has to pass, be comprehensible for someone 16, and it also has to pass and be interesting to someone 25. And I guess they are principally female. And that is why I'm very concerned about the female character, because your grammar correction took away her pidgin English.
I got your point. I got your point, Brian. So it's going to be taken care of from the next.
I'm trying. Here's the deal. Your name is Steven?
My name is Steve, yes.
Steve, not Steve.
No, it's Steve. S-T-E-V-E. Steve.
Okay, good. That's my brother's name. That's all I was wondering. Okay. So, yeah, I know. It's a useless sidebar, but I need to get the reaction. Do you have any female editors there?
We do have.
You do have. If possible, I would like them to opine regarding this issue of, is it okay to have a female character whose English is, she's very smart, and her character is fantastic. She's brilliant in many, many different ways, which I believe show in the manuscript. But I need to know how sensitive an issue is that person who's clearly speaking a second language. How important is it for her not to be speaking pidgin? Because it takes away from the interaction between the two main characters. So that's what I need to know right off the bat about the character. Is the girl, Shizuka, which is a famous Japanese female samurai from the past, is Shizuka okay talking, you know, not perfect English? Or is that considered an insult by women because, you know, the man-woman thing, you know, oh, well, you know. Because I know most of the readers are female.
Yep. I got it. So, yeah, I will ask the female editor. Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. It doesn't have to necessarily be a female, just someone who's experiencing these things. I'm no position to demand anything. You guys know what you're doing, right? So I'm not. But that's a question I have. And, you know, your system brought up the fact, and then it just switched everything to make all the sentences, which was kind of a good trick, I have to say. But it just takes away. And if that is really, really bad, what could be a suggested other way to show that she is speaking a second language?
All right. So I will share an editorial report with you on that, along with the point of view of the female editor as well. All right?
Right. You understand that the POV changes with each character. First person, present tense, which I think is very contemporary for mm-hmm. youth, you know, edgy. Anyway, okay, so if you, yes, I would love to just to read something. You send a lot of money to someone and it's nothing. It's like crickets. There's no, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's upsetting. Now, you know, I don't think I've missed anything. It's possible, but I've noticed everything that's come to me with Josh Baker attached to it mm-hmm. or anything mm-hmm. else. I don't get a ton of email. Maybe I get 30 or 40 a day. That's it.
Uh-huh. I got your point, Brian. So from now onwards, as I told you, we will be working on the developmental editing. So I don't think there's going to be any issue. If you still face any issue, any trouble, you can ask Josh directly, or you can again schedule a call with me. I would love to help you out.
Right. Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate this. This is very good to hear. When do you think this developmental email might come my way? Just
today is Tuesday, like so.
Here's how much time.
Yeah, I will try to get it done by Friday before the weekend.
Okay, thank you. Please, this female character is the most important. Mm-hmm. She's not the main character, I mean, but she is basically the dual lead. And mm-hmm. if we can get that straightened out or find another way to get across the fact that she's speaking English and it's a second language without giving her speech, you know, these odd things, I would mm-hmm. love to hear it.
All right. Perfect, Brian. I'm going to do that. And then we'll get back to you most probably by Friday. All right?
I'll be looking, Steve. Thank you
perfect.
So much.
Perfect. All right, Brian. It was really nice talking to you. Take care of yourself.
In here. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye.